Brekkie Show with Wolfie and Nadia
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Some of you listening may have played paintball. Take it up a notch and you have airsoft. You're armed with a replica automatic or semi-automatic rifle, which looks and feels like the real thing. You head into the bush and rather than paintballs, you shoot rubber pellets at each other. It all looks and feels very real.
Unlike paintball, though, Nadia, airsoft is illegal in Australia. If you want to play, you have to go overseas. Aaron Stonehouse is a Liberal Democrat in the upper house, and he's very focused on freeing up civil liberties and removing so-called nanny state laws. He wants people to be able to play airsoft in WA and will today introduce a private members bill which would make airsoft legal.
Aaron Stonehouse, good morning.
Good morning.
What is airsoft?
Well, it's essentially a skirmish sport. It's very similar to paintball. Players, normally organised in two teams, try to tag each other with airsoft pellets, otherwise known as BBs.
How real-looking are the replica rifles that they use? How realistic?
Well, they do look more realistic than a paintball gun, I suppose. But the bill I've drafted does address that concern. There are mandatory coloration requirements, so these things have to have an orange muzzle and bright colours in at least three different places to identify them from real firearms. I understand some people are concerned about realistic-looking toy guns, but you have to keep in mind that in Western Australia, people can already buy replica firearms that look like the real thing, and there are no requirements, no ID requirements or background checks required in those cases. My bill tightly controls access to airsoft guns.
Apart from having them certain colours, how else, what other controls are in place?
Well, to own one, you will need a firearms licence. It's very similar to what is required for paintball. Currently, paintball is a Category E firearms licence. You can apply for one of those if you have a genuine reason. If you can't apply for a licence to own an airsoft marker, then you could go to a club who would have a corporate licence and you could rent an airsoft marker while you're playing the game. Again, this would function very similar to how paintball is currently operating in WA.
Is there a risk, and could you understand people's concerns, perhaps that these rifles, replica rifles, might get into the wrong hands and could be used to threaten people who would not be able to identify quickly, oh, that's got an orange barrel or whatever it is. You know, they may still feel threatened by it.
Well, look, that concern is out there, but let's keep in mind, people can already get their hands on replica guns and there are no controls on replica guns currently. You can go to any army surplus store or any pawnbroker and buy something that, for all intents and purposes, looks like a real gun over the counter with no ID required. My bill requires you to get a license. The airsoft markers will be tracked and identified, which should go some way to preventing them from getting in the wrong hands.
You talk about the fact that people can already get their hands on replica guns. We're talking here about replica automatic and semi-automatic rifles. We're talking about different things here, right?
Well, let's keep in mind, these are toys. They are in the Firearms Act only because the Firearms Act deals broadly with issues of skirmish sports already. They shoot a plastic BB, and these markers are made of plastic themselves, so they're really not dangerous in any way. You need to wear goggles when you play the game, but otherwise you can't cause any serious harm to anybody with these things. You can't modify them to make them dangerous. They are plastic toys. They're not too different to something like a Nerf gun that shoots a foam dart. Now they may
I actually have a couple of Nerf guns in my home and they don't look anything like an automatic rifle.
Well, I can guarantee you paint a Nerf gun black, you might convince some people.
I doubt it. Aaron, I think you're drawing a long bow there.
I disagree. Look, the reality is people can already get toys, replicas that look like the real thing. This isn't introducing anything that's more scary than what's already out there. It's another sport, much like paintball. It's not dangerous. What they look like might be a concern, but they are very tightly controlled. They'll be more tightly controlled than replicas and toys, which you can already buy over the counter. Now, the fact that they shoot a plastic pellet isn't really a risk to the public. When people play these games, they wear goggles. And that's really the only safety requirement you need when playing.
Aaron, where is the pressure coming from to have this legalised? Who's coming to you wanting this?
Well, there is a group of players in Western Australia and across Australia and other states and jurisdictions too who are either migrants to this country who've played it in their home countries, have moved to WA and are no longer able to play this game, Or they've seen it played, on YouTube or online and they have an interest in it. Currently, these players have to travel to New Zealand at great expense to play their game. It's the nearest jurisdiction where it's legalised. And so they've been contacting me since I was elected, asking for this sport to be legalised. Australia is one of the only countries where it remains illegal. We're in a league of countries like China, North Korea, Uzbekistan, Honduras that maintain a prohibition on airsoft.
And the people who play them, they sort of get dressed in sort of full camouflage gear. That mean they look like soldiers, do they?
Oh, they may or they may not. Some people like to do that, some don't. It's very similar to laser skirmish and paintball. There are some people who like to do it in the bush, who play pretend army. But then there are other people who see this more as a team-based sport and might wear bright coloured clothing and other things. It really depends on the players and what they're going for in their games.
Do you know whether Michelle Roberts, the police minister, supports your proposal?
Yes, I've been talking to Michelle Roberts quite a lot about this and through the development of this bill, and she's been broadly supportive. It was Michelle Roberts who legalised paintball in 2003. Up until that point, it remained illegal, or at least legally ambiguous. She's provided me with some advice and put me in touch with representatives of West Australian Police, and it's with their consultation that I've developed this bill.
So police also are in favour?
Well, police have some concerns around things like mandatory coloration and limits on the energy of an airsoft marker, and I've addressed those in the bill. They don't explicitly endorse or have a view against airsoft, but they've raised concerns with me, which I've tried to address in this legislation.
A couple of texts coming through, and this one from Susan, who says, I don't think we should be shooting bullets at anyone, rubber or otherwise. We are in a world at the moment where there is a lot of focus on trying to reduce gun violence. Is the timing right for this?
Well, Susan is being very silly. These are not bullets. They are plastic pellets. These guns amount to little more than toys. Again, they are analogous with paintball and Nerf guns. I mean, you shoot a foam dart at somebody, you shoot a plastic pellet. What really is the difference? Whether one looks more realistic or not, this is essentially a game. You have people sitting in front of computers or Xboxes and PlayStations playing games at the moment with no physical activity. Why don't we get those kids off their couches and outdoors, get them some physical activity, get them to socialise while they do this kind of stuff. It's going to be really a benefit to their health, mental and physical.
So you'll be introducing a private member's bill today?
That's right. I'll be reading it a bill today and we'll be able to see all the details of the bill when it's tabled in Parliament. And then from there, discussions can happen with other parties to see who supports it and if it can get passage through the Parliament.